Our title of our message this morning is called The Gifts of God from Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Amen. The gifts of God, how we attain them, and how we are to use them. When we think of the gifts of God, we immediately think of the gift of salvation and eternal life. As we should. We have been saved from our sins and given eternal, everlasting life with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a gift beyond measure, beyond our comprehension. Salvation, eternal life, is a free gift of God's grace, given only through faith in Jesus Christ and not of works. As it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus died in our place for our sins, and if we believe in him, we will not perish. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Receiving Jesus is believing in him. When we receive, believe in Jesus, we are born again of God. As John 1:13 states, what a precious and powerful verse and word of God. It says, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. By receiving Jesus through faith, we are made children of God. We are new creatures, new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, new things have come. We are born again of God. Upon our acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we are given many gifts, more than salvation and everlasting life. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In our text, Paul speaks of other gifts that God has given us. Before he lists the gifts, he gives us a condition that should precede our gift, and that is the gift of humility. No gift is of more importance than any other. They all are of God. In Romans 12:3 it says, for through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allowed it to each, a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in a body, and all members do not have the same function, so we are many. So we who are many are one in the body in Christ, and individually members of one another. So first and foremost, we are not to think of ourselves more highly of ourselves than of anybody else. God wants us to be humble and to act with humility. In Luke chapter 14, verse 11, it says this, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." So if we walk around today exalting ourselves, God's going to bring us down and humble us. But if we walk around with humility, God will exalt us in by his doing, in his time, and in his way. We are no better than anyone else. We are all sinners and only saved by the grace of God. There is not a one of us that does not sin. We need to be humble before God and let him be the all in us. Let him be the all in us. I was reading this week about how Christ is in us. We should never forget that. Christ is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. We need to let God, Almighty God, direct our steps, as was shared this morning. We are to have an attitude which was in Christ Jesus. He was the Son of God, and he came to serve and to give his life for us. Isn't that powerful? Almighty God, he came to serve and to give his life for us. There's only one relationship that really counts, and that is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. That is the relationship that's going to count for all eternity. As when you come before Christ, he may say to you, "What right do you have to come into my house?" And you'll say, "I believe in you, Jesus." And you'll say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant." First and foremost, he wants us to have faith in him. We need to be thankful that God has allowed us to know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. The gifts that we have are given to us by God and not of our own doing. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 10, and I love this. The Apostle Paul said this, "But by the grace of God go I." There, but by the grace of God go I. Everything we are is of God's grace. Do you realize that out there? Everything you have, you're able to do, is by God's grace. That's what Paul was saying. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ is in the body of Christ and has been given a gift of God. A gift is a demonstration of love from one heart to another. When you give a gift to someone, you search for the best gift that you can give for that person. You want it to be a nice gift. Something that they would love. God has given each person the very best gift that they could have because it comes from the heart of God. Have you ever thought of that? God has given each one of you a gift, and it's the best gift that he could give because it's coming from his heart. The gifts that we have been given have been given us to serve him. There are many members in the body of Christ, hundreds. And so there probably are hundreds of gifts in the body of Christ. Paul never gave a complete listing of the gifts because when he mentioned the gifts of the Spirit, he always brought up new ones. For example, there are seven gifts listed in Romans chapter 12. 13 are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and 4 or 5 are listed in Ephesians chapter 4. Some are repeated, but there are a total of 20 different gifts listed, and that is not a complete list. There are hundreds of gifts. God has given you each one the gift that he wants you to have. and for you to use to serve Him. Have you ever thought of that? You've got a gift to serve God with? You do. Every one of you does. Romans 12, 6 says, "And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us each exercise them accordingly. If prophesy, according to the proportion of his faith." We all have different gifts. But each person in the body of Christ has a gift and a function to use. Just like we heard this morning, all women are to come to the women's meeting. Every woman there, every woman here, has something to share and something to say. And maybe some part to be used in that meeting are in the plans to come. The gift that we have is given to us by the grace of God. Are you using your gifts in the church and in the body of Christ? A gift doesn't run out. A gift doesn't end at a certain age. It's to be used for Christ in His church, in the body of Christ. In Romans, there are seven gifts listed: prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, ruling, and mercy. It says in Scripture the gift of prophecy will be done away with in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 8. Ministry is the gift of service. There are so many services to do in the church or in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ might not just be here, but it might be out there somewhere. So many gifts of service to be done. Ephesians 6, 7. What a wonderful verse. It says this: "With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men." Our service is to be done unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:23 goes along with this. It says, "Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." So whatever we are doing, it's for the Lord. It's not for what others think. It's not for what everyone else thinks. You're doing it for the Lord. That's what Scripture tells us. And we're to do it heartily, with enthusiasm, wanting to do it from the heart. Christian teaching is a gift that's needed in every church. Exhortation is encouraging or comfort. The gift of being able to comfort someone. And you know that. You know that when you're hurting, someone can say something so wonderful. Just like this morning, I was given a gift and I was given an encouragement letter. It was really encouraging. Encouraging is so very important. To be able to comfort someone. To be able to listen to someone. And to be able to just be there sometimes. The gift of giving. We had the gift of giving here. That's sharing what God has given to you. God may have given you the gift of making money. And that is a gift so that you are able to give to others. The gift of ruling is the gift of leadership. The gift of administration, so much needed in every church. But the last gift listed in Romans 12 is the gift of mercy. Mercy is the gift of showing kindness. You know, some people can just light up a room, can't they? Some people have the ability to light up a room. We all need to have the gift of showing kindness to others, I think. To just being able to listen to them, to know we let them know that we care. There are many more gifts than the ones mentioned in Romans, Corinthians, and Ephesians. As mentioned earlier, there are probably hundreds of gifts because there's hundreds of different people and hundreds of different functions in the body of Christ. Every one of you who knows Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, has been given a gift of God. Every one of you has been given a gift of God. Your gift is probably what you enjoy doing the most. So you think about it. What do you really enjoy doing? What makes your heart just, what softens your heart? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel good? That's probably the gift that God has given you to share in the body of Christ. It's what you love to do. What is the purpose of God, the gifts of God? Well, in Ephesians 4:12, it tells us. Here's what it says in Ephesians 4:12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. So with the gifts that you've been given to do, it's to equip each other. It's to build up the body of Christ. And that doesn't end. We're to use the gifts God has given us to build each other up individually and to build up the church and the body of Christ. How long are we to use our gifts building each other up in the church? Here's what Ephesians 4:13 says. Until we attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Well, have we attained the unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, the mature man belonging to the fullness of Christ? Will happen. When does maturity happen in Scripture? It happens when Christ returns for us. We will never be completely mature in Christ until Christ returns. Which means we're to continue using our gifts until Christ returns for us. Isn't that precious? What a task. Oh, what a job. Keep using our gifts until Christ returns. I can see it in your face back there, but I won't call it, use your name. It may be that wonderful smile that you have. I don't know what God has given you. What do you love? What comes naturally to you? Well, here's what it says about Christ returning. This is when we'll be mature in Christ. I really believe this. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared as what we shall be. We know when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him just as He is. When He appears, we shall be like Him. When He appears, we shall be mature. But not until then. That's what the Scripture says. So until then, we're to use the gifts that God has given us. You think about it. What do you love to do? What is so easy for you and brings you so much pleasure? It can bring pleasure to others and pleasure to Christ. That's what God wants you to do. And I'll tell you, this verse is really speaking to me. Is it speaking to you? We've been blessed by God to know Jesus Christ by faith as our Savior and as our Lord. Praise God for that. We've been raised up, seated in heavenly places. That's what it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 5. Seated in heavenly places, and spiritually we have. But as a result, we've been blessed to being children of God and given many spiritual blessings. And one of the blessings is that we all have been given gifts to serve Christ in this church and in the body of Christ until He returns for us. Let's serve Him with a joyful heart, continually praising Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we thank You, God, for letting us know that You have been, that You have given us gifts, that we are precious to You as Your child, as Your children. And you've given us gifts to use in this church, in the body of Christ, to serve you until your return. But we are to do that with a joyful heart. And so, Father, I do pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will allow us to do that. Speak to us, Lord. Encourage us. And let us know what you want each of us to do. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.